Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Be Bankable Business Podcast. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC, licensed real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. Today, we are going to continue talking about the stock market and how it affects the current housing situation. So if you have been watching the stock market, you should also check the value of your home for good news. So while watching the stock market recently may have started to feel pretty challenging, checking the value of your home should come as welcome relief in this volatile time. If you're a homeowner and your net worth got a big boost over the past few years thanks to rising home prices, and that increase in your wealth came in the form of home equity, here's how it works. Equity is the current value of your home minus what you owe on the loan. Now, because there was a significant imbalance between the number of homes available for sale and the number of buyers looking to make a purchase over the past few years, home prices appreciated substantially. So again, if you've been listening to my podcast and following along, we actually just spoke about that in a recent episode. So again, while rising inventory and mortgage rates have cooled the market some in recent months, home prices nationally remain strong. And part of that, again, is based on the conversation we had the other day regarding supply and demand, and how the demand of supply and demand can also trigger those rising mortgage rates. All right? So that's why, according to the latest homeowner equity insights from CoreLogic, the average homeowner equity has grown by $60,000 over the past 12 months. That's right. Homeowner equity on average has grown by 60 grand over the last 12 months. While that's the national number, if you want to know what happened on average over the past year in your area, again, depending on how you're following along for the content, I'd like you to take a look at the map below, which is from CoreLogic. Okay, and this is from year over year, quarter two of 2022 that they're showing here in this graph. So why is this so important right now? Lawrence Young, chief economist at the NAR, which is the National Association of Realtors, helps explain why this matters so much today. Quote, the decline in the stock market has dented overall net wealth. It has fallen by $6 trillion from the first to second quarter. Only housing wealth has held on, with homeowners' real estate wealth, home value minus mortgage balance, as we discussed, rising by $1.2 trillion, end quote. So again, while equity helps increase your overall net worth, it can also help you achieve other goals like buying your next home. When you sell your current home, the equity you build up comes back to you in the sale, and it may be just what you need to cover a large portion, if not all, of the down payment on your next home. So what's the bottom line? There's volatility in today's stock market, but home equity is still incredibly strong. To find out just how much equity you have in your home, connect with a trusted real estate advisor such as myself, and we'll make sure we get you the bottom line number for your home. So that again, it's okay to watch the stock market, but more importantly, to have a better eyeball on the equity in your home to see how much you have generated in the last year. All right. And again, I am your host and your money coach, Ms. Kalisha, CEO and founder of Ms. Tax Lady LLC, licensed real estate agent, notary and paralegal, here to talk all things bank. Be beautiful, be brilliant, be bankable.